Om Shanti. So I came to this Raj Yoga life when I was 8 years old because I saw the transformation in my Laukik mother. I was 8 years old and my mother used to do a worship and go to temple and sing songs and do a lot of worship. But when she used to come back home, then she was stressed because we were many children. So I saw her this kind of life first. Then she came to know about this Raj Yoga meditation through her sister. Then I saw her attitude changed, her handling to children changed, and her temper became calm and cool and loving. So I saw the face, you know, very gentle, her vibrations. So I started to feel the change in her that inspired me to learn Raj Yoga. So I asked her, "Where do you go?" She said, "I'm learning meditation." So I said, "What about children? They can also learn." So in this way, I got inspired to learn meditation since I was 8 years old. Go to meditation center, learn knowledge, and then we brought up with the center, you know, like little children go, study, we stay there, get training, and at the same time we are studying in our school and college. So when I finished study, then I dedicated my life to Baba's work. So first I stayed with Dadi Gulzar. So Dadi Gulzar is my mentor, you know, teacher. So she taught me many, many beautiful things. As our topic is in our virtues in daily life, divine virtues. So it became very easy for me to follow, seeing, you know, Dadis, being with Dadis. So what I wanted to explain to you about this divine virtues in daily life is the first virtue which I thought is accuracy at Amrit Vela, because it's daily life, no? Virtues have connection with our action, with our words, with our attitude, with our behavior, with our contact, with our relationships. So the first virtue which I need to, we can say, practice or be in that is accuracy. To me, accuracy means alert and awake. That I am awake in my inner journey. I am alert in my inner journey. So in my level of consciousness and level of thinking, that I do not allow any lazy thoughts to come or any careless thoughts to come. Because these thoughts, when they come in my mind, I can be not accurate. So that's what accuracy to me is. And the second virtue I felt is very important in our daily life is, you know, being punctual. You know, if I am coming to class, I am punctual. So I am going for meeting, I am punctual. Punctuality also. And the third one I felt is generous heart. Because I come across with so many people in relationship, in contact. You know, so at that time, I found the generosity in my heart, in my level of feelings is very necessary. In the Laukik world, generosity is to give, you know, physical gifts or things like that, food. But here I am talking generosity is to accept everyone from the heart, acceptance, because we come across with so many souls, we see their, you know, sanskara and behavior, you know, their interaction with us. To me, once Baba said in the Murli about generosity is that I don't keep anyone's weakness in my heart. So if I have that kind of, you know, at a little level also in my mind or in my feeling level, anyone's weakness, then my heart is not generous. So that really touched me long time ago. Once in the Murali Baba talked the definition of generosity. And then the other one, the virtue I need in daily life is very important nowadays in this Kali Yuga, is tolerance power. So the tolerance power to me is forget and forgive. Not tolerance that by force I am tolerating. You know, someone is, something is disturbing me, it's not a tolerance. To me, tolerance is that when I realized, you know, so whatever scene of drama is happening in front of me, situation coming in front of me, so that situation will come back after 5,000 years again, but I don't need to continue to think about it or repeat in my mind. I forget about it. Finish. You know, once I remember, you know, one of the Brahma Baba's, about Brahma Baba's story, that why Brahma Baba became perfect so soon, because in his progress he took lot of benefit through the lesson of drama. And he always maintained his stability on this the rails of drama. So the mind, you know, we are seeing the situation, we are meeting people, the scene of drama coming, but in the mind, so the mind is not commenting anything. You know, mind is free from the influence of situation and circumstances and the sanskara of others, the karma of others, the intellect of others. So I am very stable, you know, on the rail of drama. So the mind is so still, you know, so mind is only producing a prakampan, energy or vibration of stillness. So it's not going into rejection, or it is not going into question, it is not going into comments. So I think that thing, what Brahma Baba took the most benefit from the lesson of drama, that also helps, you know, to inculcate the virtue of stillness, and the virtue of being really positive, you know, towards every scene of drama. So the other virtues, the tolerance power, is forgiveness. So forgive to others. What it means forgive, it's not so easy to forgive, isn't it? If someone who has done something not good to me, you know, so I took sorrow, or I was disturbed, or something, you know, in my stage went up and down, fluctuation took place, and I really got into a feeling of sadness. So if I lost my happiness, and I cannot forgive to others. It's not so easy. But forgiveness to me is that, you know, flexibility, like the tree. The tree is always bending, you know. It is like any storm come, you know, heavy wind comes. So the tree is not, you know, uprooted, but is only being flexible. So any scene of drama comes in front of me, my flexibility with the scene of drama will help me to not to be influenced by that thing which is happening in front of me, you know. So forgive to me is really to accept soul whatever they are, and whatever their actions are, I am not reacting to it, but I understand them. I remember this one scene of drama, Brahma Baba's story, that someone who in the beginning defamed, you know, Brahma Baba, and then that person came to meet Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba, through humility and through respect, you know, so that person came and Brahma Baba got up from his seat and Brahma Baba sat down on the floor, he made to sit on the gadi, you know, to that person, one who defamed. So that person melted, said that this great, you know, person to whom I defamed, you know, such a humble person who is so great in spirituality and giving me the respect, I have done wrong action, but look at this Brahma Baba. So the Brahma Baba's forgiveness was not through words but through being, you know, in this divine way, you know, giving respect to the soul and with humility uplifting the soul. You know, this is forgiveness. It's not I forgive you. You know, so it is really from the heart I accepted that soul and whatever soul has done, but with respect, with humility, I am uplifting the soul. So that is seen example of Brahma Baba. I always remember that how he won the heart of such souls without arguing, without reminding about the past, without, you know, complaining, without saying, I heard you said like this. Nothing of those words and vibrations. And yet, being humble instrument of God, he touched the heart of that soul and made him, you know, melted, and that soul realized the greatness of Brahma Baba. So I think that's what forgiveness is, you know, acceptance, respect, uplifting souls, you know, not keeping anyone's feelings in the form of ill feelings in my heart, and changing that soul with goodness, goodwill. So I remember once more Brahma Baba's story, one of the Dadi told us, that how Brahma Baba, he helped to bring the change in Brahmins, because there were 300 Brahmins with Brahma Baba. Every day they used to sit in the night time. So Brahma Baba used to ask this question to the children, that who made the mistake, you know? And 300 children had to be very truthful to say, yes, I made a mistake during the day. Or if that person is not truthful, the other person who saw the other person making mistake has to raise the hand to say. But the atmosphere was so safe and so soul conscious, therefore this exchange, this, you know, process of transformation was happening very positive way, very secure way. No one felt threatened, no one felt any other feelings. So how Brahma Baba helped to change the children? One of the story I heard was about this, you know, uplifting souls, is that one soul made a mistake. The other soul wrote a letter to Baba that so and so really got angry, made a mistake. So Baba just saw the letter, read the letter, kept it. And then the one who made the mistake, that soul came in front of Brahma Baba, and the one who wrote the letter was also there. And then Brahma Baba said, child, come. Child, you are so sweet, one who made the mistake. Huh? So Baba did not keep in his mind the whatever someone wrote about the mistake or weaknesses of the soul in his mind. So Brahma Baba, with very pure feeling, you know, just said, child, you are very sweet, you are very good, you have come, uplifted. And the one who complained was surprised that, Baba, I wrote to you a letter about this soul. Baba, how come you are, you know, giving such upliftment to this soul? So her mind was thinking, Baba might scold, Baba might correct to the child. And then this scene over, and she was the one who complained, continued to observe what will happen now. But why Baba did this? Because Baba changed the bhavana, the feelings, the impression in the mind of the one who wrote. So practical, no? Baba is not sitting and giving correction to anyone. But Baba, through this divine way, you know, in front of the other soul, uplifting this soul, and that soul also changed the feelings, attitude, impression about the one who made mistake. So then at the end, after a few days, this soul, one who made a mistake, has to leave Madhuban. So Baba called. Baba said to that child, "You know, child, you are very good in everything, just very little, very little this, old sanskara, of getting angry or something like that. Just pay attention. Very little, like very soft, gentle way, whisper in the ear of the child. Only 1 minute. And that child did not feel any pain. When Brahma Baba, gentle way, uplifting way, gave the understanding to the child. So this story of Brahma Baba, how he was using also divine virtues in everyday life. So it is not the divine virtues, something like, I am patient, it's not a stiff virtue, It's really from the heart, I am positive, Being very positive, and the mind is producing positive prakampan, positive vibrations. While sitting in meditation, that's what I was experiencing. I said, when I am full of positivity, and I am encircled with positive vibration, then I don't even need to think what virtue I need to use now in this situation, isn't it? Because our mind, the thoughts are positive. They automatically will be working, According to the situation, it will respond to situation very positive way. It will respond to the sanskara of others very positive way. And also accurate time, the accurate thoughts will be aligned, with the situation, with the people, whatever work is happening. I don't have to sit and think, okay, this is the problem, now what is the virtue? I don't need to even go into that thinking. So this, I think the first, to me, it is that to allow myself to be encircled with that positive vibrations, feelings of happiness, Baba is talking super sensuous joy. Always being under these feelings of super sensuous joy. Internally, that I have no hidden agenda. I have nothing to regret in my life. I have nothing to feel sad in my life. Like, I am full of Baba's vibration. So these Baba's vibrations of happiness and the real joy, which are very positive energy. What is Shri Baba? Baba is full of goodness, isn't it? Full of positivity. When you sit in yoga in Baba's room, do you get any negative thoughts from Baba? No. Why? Because Baba is looking at you with the vision of positivity. Baba is uplifting you very subtly, gently, without you knowing. Baba is doing that work. You are just soul conscious to experience that. Actually, if you look at the efforts of Brahmin, 99% is the effort Baba is making, isn't it, on us? Are we making any effort? No. Baba is the one who is 99%. Like, let's say our mind. sometimes you will find, so what happens with our mind is that sometimes our mind is, not getting stabilized in yoga, not getting concentrated and not going up to Baba. It is going to this direction or the past direction, whatever. Very ordinary directions is being pulled. And if you that time tell Baba, look, I made effort. I was not able to come to you, right? Because my mind is still thinking situation and sanskara and people and worry. But Baba, why don't you come? In my mind, you sit near to me and you give me experience. See, Baba will make effort to come then, isn't it? If I am for a while making effort, not being free from the thoughts of situation, people, sanskar, or whatever happened, mind is not getting free from these thoughts, is still thinking those thoughts, being, you know, under the shadow of those thoughts or being pulled by those thoughts. So I'm not free yet, right? I'm not having a yoga yet. So at that time, Baba, you can go to Baba. Baba, I made effort. And now your turn to come and sit in my mind. So close to me and give me the experience. You will see how Baba very fast, and you will see your yoga connecting with Baba. You know? It is called intimate relationship. I cannot go, Baba, you come. So he will do. See, in that way, Baba also makes so much effort on us to give us the experience. So Shiv Baba's energy is full of love and full of positivity, full of goodness. So I allow myself to be encircled with those vibration, feelings and goodness. Then I find in that state, I don't need to think what virtue I need. Because all the positivity automatically will be aligning whatever is needed according to situation. It will work out like that. Do you agree with that? Yeah, I don't have to consciously think, you know. But because the thoughts are so positive. So this positive energy, automatically whatever difficulty comes, situation comes, it will align to work with it, whatever is necessary to get solution or to get things done automatically. I don't need to even think at that time. What I need to do only is to continue to be open to Baba, you know, Supreme Soul. To let Baba's vibration influence me constantly. Then this work will continue. So divine virtues means no need to think, no need to struggle. Very divine way doing things. I don't need to even think about it. It is so divine, you know. Like Shiva Baba entered Brahma Baba's body. Very divine way, isn't it? It's called divine entrance. You know, no, Baba did not make announcement, I am coming. Baba did not beat the drums, now is the time to change. Nothing. How Baba divine way touched the intellect, the hearts of Brahma Baba. And Baba responded to that. It is just responding to that. And then how Brahma Baba felt that energy in his life of Shiv Baba, and he changed. And then his change, when Lokik saw and neighbors saw, and they started to change. No need to even say, they started to change. So divine. So the divine virtues to me is positivity, filled with good feelings, encircled with Baba's vibration, and being in highest spirit of happiness, you know. So, what is highest spirit of happiness? I think in Brahmin life, which is very necessary to be happy. Are you happy? Very happy. Here, in Madhuban. In Madhuban, why you are very happy, do you know? Yeah, because atmosphere is helping us and everyone is, you know, producing a vibration, prakampan energy of positivity. So I don't have to struggle for that, to think positive. So it is the atmosphere helping. And also Baba is helping, isn't it? It is Baba's home and Baba's work is going on of transformation. And Baba's children come together and experience Baba's that love. So to me, I want to explain to you about the highest spirit of happiness. That is actually yoga, if you think about it, you know. Any suppression, any depression is finished in my life. You know, there is energy of, you know, happiness. So, one thing Baba has taught us. Every day he's telling us in the Murli, yesterday also I think, and today, to keep yourself busy in which subject? Seva, service. Very important to do pure karma, pure action, service. What is service? Is uplifting other souls, isn't it? I remembered, you know, 1 month ago, I about to come, someone called me, oh, I am unhappy, can I come now to get happiness, peace? I said, why not? Came, that soul came. I cannot say now it is my time of rest. Baba sending the soul, one who is unhappy, and my chance to do seva. Not to say no to the seva, service. So at that time, that soul told me about the story, and then I said, okay, that is now past story, let's now experience from God, God's love and peace and happiness. So I made her sit and also gave commentary and gave the way to think, because whatever we think, that we feel, isn't it? So our pure karma of uplifting souls, taking souls out from sorrow into peace and happiness is a great service. And that really gives you happiness. You got it? Happiness you have to earn actually. It will not just come like that. You know? You have to earn happiness. You have to do that pure action, selfless action, that action which gives you happiness. That is very pure. No expectations. And nothing I am thinking about the result of that. But it's very pure vibration to uplift souls. And you do it, and then you can get happiness. Once Dadi told us, you know, she was in Madhuban many years ago. Afternoon, 3 o'clock, she saw Brahma Baba dancing in the history hall. And Dadi surprised, how Baba dancing? Old age is dancing. Why? Where is that happiness coming from? So Dadi asked question, Baba, why you are dancing? Baba said, I have nothing, a hidden agenda in my life. Everything is clear. You know, I am not holding anything about anyone. So clean feelings. You know, that's why when we go to Brahma Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan, you experience that very clean vibration. Because Brahma Baba did the work on his, you know, change, transformation, every day. Clean feelings. Not to keep anything bad, ill, negative about any soul of the world. So Brahma Baba experienced that real happiness of very clear and clean. So our divine virtues are also this one, clarity of thinking. So as we are Baba's children, effort making children, and we have the aim to become divine, so every day in life we can use this divine way of thinking. You know, as I said to you, positive way of thinking, and then being in that vibration, encircled with Baba's vibration, the love and the positivity, the goodness, that automatically will respond to situation and circumstances. I don't need to think about it. It's just I allow myself to be in that, under the influence of Shiv Baba's vibration. And the third thing, as I was explaining to you pure karma, pure action of seva, you know. So what is really seva? What is really a pure action? To me is to give blessing and receive blessings. You know, you can give good thoughts to others. And you know, once I was in, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Shantivan. So I was conducting class to the Indian teachers. So I was asking them, how do you give blessing to anyone? One teacher shared beautiful experience. She says, every morning Amrit Vela. She conducts Amrit Vela and she looks at each Baba's child and she creates the positive thought for that Baba's child. You are Baba's angel soul. You are Baba's tapasvi soul. You are Baba's long lost and found again child. You are effort maker soul. Every day. So that energy, pure energy, is uplifting souls. And then in their heart, what will come out for you? You are good. That is called, they are giving you blessings. Because they felt upliftment. You know? So this is our service nowadays in Brahmin world. To receive and give good thoughts, positive thoughts, love and cooperative thoughts. Loving and cooperative thoughts. You know? Because as Baba says, Brahmins don't need any gyan. What we need? Cooperation and love. So, divine virtues in everyday life, one more I want to share with you, is that discernment power. Discernment power. It's called parakhne ki shakti. Now, this is my experience with Dadi Gulzar also. So I used to ask her every time I meet her, Dadi, you tell me, am I progressing towards perfection? So I said, what is the sign? So she says, the sign is your discernment power is increasing. Increasing. So how do you know your discernment power is increasing? Parakhne ki shakti. That is, that whenever any problem comes, situation comes, circumstances come in front of you, and you can discern and make accurate decision, and you are moving ahead and not thinking, not repeating about the same situation and circumstances. So if you are thinking and repeating through your mouth, it means I did not discern well, isn't it? You know, I got influenced by that. Yeah? So discernment power is the sign is to see two things. That whatever scene of drama came in front of you, you know, as a detached way you saw, and objectively you discern it, whatever you have to do, do with it, and then you move, and then you look at your mind if it is repeating the same, you know, circumstances or situation, or you found yourself, you are repeating through your words even. You know? So if your mind went back, or words there, not yet, discernment power is increasing. You are there. Yeah? So you can check if it is 80%, 90% discernment power has been sharpened in your life through yoga, through jnana, and then whatever problems are coming in front of you, you can discern well. And then you can check if you, in your mind you are repeating. Did you get it? Yeah? So two signs. Then you can see that your mind, your intellect discerns well and comes to the conclusion or solution, you know. And you know, sometimes you have to understand, no, yoga means, isn't it, the sequence of thinking, isn't it? The thoughts sequence from beginning till end, you know? And sometimes you find your mind starts to think about some solution about some problem, and then you drop it, you know? And then the story remains still in the mind, isn't it? Then again you sit down that story comes back. And then again you start to think solution, then you drop again. And then 3-4 times. So that's not yoga, no? Yoga means when you sit, okay, this is the problem, now what is the solution? And you can start to think, what is the solution, sequence of your thinking, you reach to a solution. You don't drop it. Reach to solution, then finish. But sometimes you can see, you know, in your mind, isn't it? You start to think solution, then mind goes somewhere else, drops. But it's not yet completed, no conclusion. So what happens? That story is pending, account, karmic account is still there, isn't it? So you have to again sit, again think, and then you do little, then you drop again, then again. So the link is not there. Did you get it? Yeah? So one of the virtue of our daily life is this one, discernment. Whenever anything happens, I sit down, I think, and reach to a solution, finish, then I don't need to think again. So it means good discernment power. Then I don't need to repeat, no need to repeat through words. Finish, the scene of drama gone. It will come back only after 5,000 years. Yeah, is it true or not? Once Dadi Gulzar told us this beautiful thing. She says even the scene of drama has a wisdom to come back after 5,000 years. But what we do? We continue to think and repeat in our mind. We are holding it. You know, we keep it in our mind. We keep on thinking and repeating about it. So we are not letting go. You know. So that's why the yoga is breaking all the time, because that pending story, pending account keeps coming back. So the best is whatever scene of drama situation comes, sit down in silence, no need to text anyone, no need to call anyone, no need to send email. You just sit down in Baba's room, in silence, you just present to Baba and then just see what Baba gives you, new thoughts and feeling. And then you think the solution. Finish the issue. You know? No need to hold, no need to think, no need to repeat. Because most of the time, our time is wasted in repeating and thinking again and again. Because whatever, you know, whatever in the scene of drama, issues, problems, situation, we all have to cross that. And we cannot just say, no, my yoga is good. No, you have to sit. You have to think the solution, isn't it? You have to present to Baba, you know. And then sit in silence and work it out, come to conclusion and sequence of thinking, very accurate, good conclusion, good solution, finish. You know. So this is how we can increase our, you know, space in the mind, you know, less thoughts then. Otherwise mind will be occupied in repeating, thinking, revising in the mind. Or sometimes worse, then time is wasted. Then we will not be able to catch Baba's touchings. You know? So that's why the time is so less now. Baba says that not to waste at the level of your thoughts. Continue to refine your discernment power so that any problem coming within a short time, you are able to get through and get solution, get out. Not that you make out of that any karmic account of sorrow or hate or negativity. Because if it goes into the level of hate and negativity, it's a heavy account. Enmity is a heavy account, you know, when we will come back out again. So better not to go into that direction of thinking, you know, keep yourself very safe. Baba said once in the Murli, even in your effort making life, you have to tolerate, but make sure your remembrance is good, you know. so many people around you, bossy, you know, and pushy, many different variety people, but make sure your yoga is not disturbed, your link is not broken with Baba. You know, no matter who is around, my most important thing is here, my stage, my mind, you know. I am linked with Baba. I am not pulled by disturbance. I am not pulled by sanskara of others. I am not pulled by behavior of others. I am not pulled by their intellect. I am sovereign, you know. I am a master, you know. I am Trikaldarshi, you know. And I am special soul in this world, yogi soul. So that mind, that kind of effort, that I am not being pulled, even though it is around me. So that's why that sovereignty, that freedom, that divinity, you know, I continue to increase. So keeping my link with Shiv Baba. That is the only safety, undamageable, you know, like a safe place in the world is your mind with Baba. Nothing else is safe in this world, isn't it? You know, physical world. What is safe is your thoughts connecting with Baba. That is the safe, you know, where Maya cannot reach, human vibrations cannot reach. You know, I am very safe. So let us continue to use this time of Sangam Yuga to increase our discernment power, to be in that connection with Baba, in that space where no human vibration can touch me. You know, I continue to be under influence of Baba. So the divine virtues, you know, I think it is that kind of energy in my life where I don't need to struggle or battle. I don't need to settle accounts one after another of sorrow, enmity, hate, negativity. Finished, you know. Increase my discernment power to feel the pulse of situations, circumstances, people very fast, to feel the pulse and come to conclusion fast. That divine way doing things, you know. I don't need to sit down argue about anything. I don't need to sit down to complain about anything. I don't need to do all that work now. Divine way is that way. So let us continue to increase our divinity, positivity, that inner strength, inner power, inner connection with Baba. Be in that inner space where only Baba and you know, working for anything, whatever is happening, only the you and Baba. Other things will be changing every day. Scene of drama change. People come in your life and go. Only eternal is Baba and soul, that connection. So, that is called divinity. So now, we will go into that space. This 10 minutes meditation is very special. You know, what we are doing nowadays? Evening, morning, 10 minutes yoga for Dadi. Guzar, all over the world we are doing this. Because Dadi, of course, doesn't need our yoga. She is so beautiful soul. Good yoga is our method for progress. So let's sit these 10 minutes first, giving, generating our thoughts of good health for Dadi, and then 7 to 7:30 as our usual yoga we will do. Om Shanti. So let's stay in this silence. So we go into that inner silent space, safe space, where I, the soul with Baba, and sending that energy, vibrations of Baba's love and good wishes to our beloved Dadi. Om.